What's going on, everybody? It's the Unfiltered Single Dad coming to you with, yes, yet another again, tip and trick for your youth sports parents. And when I mean youth, this goes from high school all the way down, because once you go above high school, this philosophy kind of goes away just due to the fact that wins count more than anything else. All right, so what am I talking about? What type of a coach do you have? Regardless of the sport, what do you have? Is he a motivational coach, a mellow coach, a yeller? What type of a coach is he? Tell me what type of a coach he is. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Guess what? You're probably wrong unless you said he's just a great person and then a great coach. Because to me, from at any level, if you have a great person and a great coach, then you're going to win and you're going to grow as a person. It's more so important to have that at the youth ages. And the reason being is your kids are super influenceable by their coach. They spend a lot of time around them. And they seem to get more relaxed around their friends, which are their teammates, and they are open to more ideas. So here's what I got to say to you. If your kid's coach is a great person and a good coach, and you get frustrated sometimes because, oh, we think we should have won that game or whatnot, be happy, because guess what? Your kid is learning more from a great person than he would be winning all the time from a complete and total asshole. Picture it like this. As your kid gets older, they start playing more competitive sports during the summer, or whenever they're playing. It's almost year-round these days. Think about 60 games in. Your kid is around an extremely positive coach who is not only worried about them as a person, but as an athlete too. It goes both ways. They're worried about their schooling, their personal life, just their overall well-being. They're invested in your kid other than what they produce for them in that specific sport. Think about that. Think how much your kid will grow by a positive influence in that situation. So as you get frustrated as your team loses or whatnot or whatever, don't complain and want their coach to be fired at the high school level or change teams because you want to win. Address the coach first. If he's a great person and a good coach, it'll mean more to your kid's growth, not only athletically, but as a person in the long run. So remember, at the youth levels, really, really make sure your coach is a good person. If not, then look for a different team. At the high school level, heavily monitor the influence the coach is having on your kid. And if it's not a good one, then it may be time to voice your opinion. But other than that, have a great day and keep growing with your kids.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.